C'est un coup d'état.
This is a coup d'état.
The sentence uses the
c'est,
which is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
est.
Is
the
coup
is masculine,
so the
d'état
of state is also masculine.
This is a common grammatical construction in French, where the gender of the second noun in a phrase is determined by the gender of the first noun.
The whole phrase translates as, this is a coup d'état, and means, this is a sudden, violent seizure of power by a small group of people, typically military officers.
C'est un fait.
This is a fact.
C'est
is the contracted form of
ce,
which means, this is.
A
is the masculine singular definite article meaning a, or, one.
Fait
means, fact.
C'est un faux.
This is a fake. Here is the breakdown.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
is.
This is a very common way to say this is in French.
Means
a or one and is an indefinite article.
For
means
fake.
The sentence c'est un faux is a very simple statement, but it illustrates a few important points of French grammar.
Contractions.
French often uses contractions, like
c'est
and
j'ai.
I have definite and indefinite articles. The articles
le,
la,
the,
less,
the,
un, a slash one, une, a slash one, are used frequently in French.
C'est une contrefaçon.
This is a counterfeit. The sentence uses the
c'est
construction, which means
it is
or this is. This is a common way to introduce a subject in French.
Une
is the feminine singular definite article
a
or an.
Contrefaçon
is the noun counterfeit. The sentence is straightforward and simple, but it demonstrates the use of common grammatical elements in French.
Garde-le.
Keep it. This sentence is an imperative verb, which means it's a command.
Garde
is the imperative form of the verb
garder,
which means to keep.
Le
is the masculine singular direct object pronoun, which stands in for the object that is being kept. So, the sentence
garde-le
literally means keep him slash it.
Il s'agit d'un cadeau.
This is a gift. The sentence is in the third person singular and uses the impersonal pronoun
il.
It, followed by the verb
s'agir,
to be a matter of, to be about, in the present tense.
The verb
s'agir is used with the preposition
de
of to indicate that the following noun is the subject of the sentence. This noun phrase is
un cadeau,
a gift, and is in the masculine singular.
C'est un cadeau.
This is a gift. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
être
to be verb in its third person singular form
est,
which means
is.
A is the masculine singular indefinite article meaning
a,
and
cadeau
is the noun gift. This is a very simple sentence to illustrate the most basic elements of French grammar.
C'est une blague.
That's a joke. Breakdown.
C'est is a contraction of sir. This and air is un is the feminine singular definite article meaning a. Blag means joke. Key concept: the use of the definite article un indicates that the speaker is referring to a specific joke, even if it hasn't been mentioned previously. C'est une plaisanterie. This is a joke. Breakdown. C'est is the contracted form of c'est, meaning it is. Une is the feminine singular definite article meaning a or an. Plaisanterie means joke in English. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est is a common contraction in French, demonstrating the merging of the definite article ce and the verb est. Gender agreement. The definite article une agrees in gender with the noun plaisanterie, which is feminine in French. Il s'agit d'une blague. This is a joke. Breakdown. Il. This is the third person singular form of the pronoun. Il. He, in the. Il. Form of the verb. Être. To be. This is a contracted form of. Il est. We use contracted forms of verbs when the subject is a pronoun. S'agit. The. S. Here is a contraction of se, himself, and the agit is the third person singular present tense of the verb agir. To act, to deal with. We use the reflexive form of this verb s'agir to mean something is in question or is the case. Une. This is a partitive article used before a feminine noun. It translates to of a blague. This is a noun meaning joke. Key concepts. Contracted forms are common in French. The use of contracted forms of verbs, prepositions, and articles is very important to understanding and speaking the language correctly. Reflexive verbs are very important in French. The use of reflexive verbs changes the meaning of the verb and reflects on the subject. Partitive articles are used before singular and plural nouns to indicate an unspecified quantity. C'est une pipe. This is a pipe. This sentence uses the verb être to be in its present tense form est, which agrees with the singular feminine noun pipe, meaning pipe. The sentence is a simple declarative statement. C'est une règle. This is a rule. C'est is a contraction of ce. This and est is une is the feminine singular form of a règle is the noun, rule, in the feminine singular form. Il s'agit d'une règle. This is a rule. Il is a pronoun meaning he, it, or one. In this case, it refers to the rule, making the sentence impersonal. S'agit is a conjugation of the verb s'agir, meaning to be a question of or to be about. This verb is used to express that something is a fact or a general truth. Une means of a, and règle means rule. Together, the sentence expresses that the subject is a rule, making it a general statement about a specific regulation. C'est une arnaque. This is a scam. Breakdown. Sir. Is a contraction of sir. This and air. Is. It's the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense. Un. Is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a or an. Arnak. Is a noun meaning scam or fraud. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est. Is a common contraction in French, making it important to recognize the two words that make it up. Gender agreement. The definite article. Un. Agrees in gender with the noun. Arnak. Which is feminine. Direct translation. The phrase translates directly into English, with no need for rewording. Il s'agit d'un arnaque. This is a scam. Breakdown. Il, this is the masculine singular form of the third person pronoun, he, it, or, one. In this sentence, it functions as a placeholder for the general concept of the situation being described. Esagit, this is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. S'agir. Meaning, to be a question of, or, to be about. It is a reflexive verb, requiring the use of the reflexive pronoun, c.d. This is a contraction of the preposition. De. Of, and the definite article. Le. The. In this sentence, it indicates possession, or belonging. Un, this is the feminine singular indefinite article, meaning, a, or, an. Arnak, this is a noun meaning, scam, or, fraud. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Verbs that require the use of a reflexive pronoun, see, me, t, etc. To indicate that the action is being performed by the subject on itself. Contractions. The combination of two or more words into one, often for reasons of pronunciation or grammar. Definite and indefinite articles. Words that precede nouns to indicate whether they are singular or plural, and whether they are specific or general. Gardez-le. Keep it. Breakdown. Gardez. Is the imperative form of the verb. Gardez. Which means, to keep. It is conjugated in the second person plural, you all. Le. Is the direct object pronoun meaning, it. Gardez-le. Literally translates to, keep it, expressing a command, or request to retain something. Key concepts. Imperative form. The imperative form is used to give commands, or make requests. Direct object pronoun. Direct object pronouns replace the noun that is the direct object of a verb. Verb conjugation. Verbs in French are conjugated based on person, number, and tense. Set a scene. This is a sign. Breakdown. Set. Is a contraction of. Sir. This, and. Air. Is. A. Is the masculine singular indefinite article, a. Seeing. Is a noun meaning, sign. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est. Is a common French contraction that you will see often. Gender agreement. In French, nouns have a gender, masculine or feminine, and adjectives agree with the noun in gender. The noun. Seeing. Is masculine, and the indefinite article. Is used, because it agrees in gender with. Seeing. C'est une chanson. This is a song. Breakdown. C'est. This is a contraction of. C'est. Which means, this is. Une. This is the feminine singular definite article meaning, a, or, an. Chanson. This is a noun meaning,
Son. Set a piège. This is a trap. The sentence is in the présent tense, meaning present tense. C'est is the contraction of c'est, which means this is. A means a or one. Piège means trap. Tout est d'équerre. Everything is square. This sentence uses the être verb to be in its third person singular form. The adjective d'équerre describes the noun tout, which is a pronoun meaning everything. D'équerre literally means of square and is used to mean square or straight. This phrase is often used to describe something that is perfectly aligned or in order. C'est tout bon. That's all good. The sentence c'est tout bon is a simple sentence with a subject pronoun c'est, standing for ce. This and the adjective bon, meaning good. Tout means all, and it modifies the adjective bon. The entire phrase tout bon is an adjective phrase describing the implied subject. The verb is est, which is the third person singular present tense of the verb être, to be. The sentence implies that whatever was discussed is satisfactory or finished. It can also mean it's all good if the implied subject is something more concrete, such as food. C'est cassé. It is broken. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and est is, and the subject pronoun il, he, or elle, she. In this case, the subject is implied. Cassé is the past participle of the verb cassé, to break, and is used in this case as an adjective meaning broken. Le temps est couvert. The weather is overcast. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. Le is the definite article, meaning the. Temps means weather. Est is the verb to be in the third person singular present tense. Couvert is the past participle of the verb couvrir, to cover, acting as an adjective here, meaning overcast. This sentence demonstrates the use of the adjectival past participle to describe a state of being. The weather is covered, overcast, by clouds. Sever. It is in vain. This sentence is simple and straightforward. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning it is. Va is an adjective meaning in vain, useless, or futile. In this context, the phrase emphasizes the pointlessness or futility of something. C'est futile. That is futile. This sentence is very simple. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and est is. Futile is an adjective meaning futile. C'est ironique. That's ironic. This sentence is very simple. It uses the verb être, être, in the third person singular form, est, est, which means is. The word si, c'est, is a contraction of si, ce, and est,
Ironique.
Ironique.
Is the adjective for ironic.
Donne-lui un coup de pied.
Give him a kick. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
The verb donne
is in the imperative form, and the pronoun
lui
refers to the indirect object of the verb, which is the person receiving the kick.
The noun coup
means kick, and the preposition
de
means of. The phrase
coup de pied
is a noun phrase that refers to the action of kicking.
C'est verrouillé.
It is locked. This is a simple sentence using the verb
être
to be in the present tense.
C'est
is the contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is
verrouillé
is the past participle of the verb
verrouillé
to lock. Here it functions as an adjective modifying the pronoun
ce. C'est mon métier.
This is my profession. C'est is a contraction of CEST meaning it is or this is. Mon is a possessive adjective meaning my.
Métier. Métier
is a noun meaning profession or occupation.
C'est mon emploi.
This is my job. Breakdown. C'est is the contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is. Mon means
me.
An adjective agreeing in gender and number with
emploi.
Employ is a masculine noun meaning
job.
Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement.
The verb
agrees in number with the subject
ce.
This, which is singular. Possessive adjectives.
Mon.
My is a possessive adjective that modifies
emploi.
Job, indicating ownership.
Ça ne sert à rien.
That's no use. Breakdown.
Ça.
Ça. Is a contraction of cela.
Cela.
Meaning that. It functions as a pronoun here, representing the previous idea or situation being discussed.
Ni.
Ne. Is the first part of the negation construction, indicating a negative sentence.
Cert.
Serre. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb servir.
Servir.
Meaning, to serve, or, to be useful.
A.
Is the preposition, to, indicating purpose, or direction.
Rien.
Rien. Is the indefinite pronoun meaning, nothing. The sentence structure is quite simple. Subject. The implied subject is that, represented by ça.
Ça.
Verb. Cert.
Serre.
Prepositional phrase.
Arène.
Arien. Indicating that, is not useful for anything. Therefore, the sentence translates to, that's no use, or, that serves no purpose.
Ce n'est pas nous.
This is not us. Breakdown.
Ce.
This. This is a demonstrative pronoun, indicating something that is close to the speaker.
Ne.
Is not. This is a contraction of ni and est, the third person singular form of the verb être,
to be.
The ni negates the verb.
Pas.
Not. This is a negative adverb used to emphasize the negation.
Nous.
Us. This is a personal pronoun in the first person plural, referring to the speaker and at least one other person. Key concept. This sentence uses the negative construction in French, which is formed with ni, followed by the verb, and then pas.
C'est du poison.
This is poison. Breakdown.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning this is.
Du
means of the or some, and is used here to indicate that the poison is a substance.
Poison
means poison. Key concepts. Contractions. French uses contractions for certain words, like
c'est
instead of
c'est.
Articles. The use of
du
is an example of the French definite article used with a noun.
C'est secret.
It is a secret. The sentence uses the
c'est,
which is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
is. Secret
is an adjective that means secret.
C'est silencieux.
It is silent. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence. C'est is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
is.
It acts as a subject-verb agreement with the subject.
Silencieux.
Silence is an adjective meaning silent. Here, it is used as a noun, and therefore agrees in gender with
ce.
Masculine singular. It could also be translated as, it's quiet.
C'est simple.
It's simple. This sentence is very basic and straightforward. It consists of
c'est,
colon, this is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
is.
It's a common way to say, it is, in French.
Simple.
Colon, this is an adjective meaning, simple. The sentence is in the present tense, and the subject is implied, it. The meaning is clear, and direct. It is simple.
C'est le printemps.
It is spring. This sentence is very straightforward. It is in the present tense.
C'est
is the contracted form of
il est.
It is.
Le
is the definite article meaning the.
Printemps
is the noun meaning spring. So,
c'est le printemps
is a very simple statement meaning it is spring.
Donnez-lui un coup de pied.
Give him a kick. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Donner
is the imperative form of the verb.
Donner.
To give. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you, plural.
Lui
is a direct object pronoun meaning him.
Un coup de pied
is a noun phrase meaning a kick. The sentence literally translates to, give to him a kick.
Stop.
This is a command meaning, stop. It uses the imperative form of the verb,
arrêter,
which means, to stop. The imperative form is used to give commands, or instructions.
C'est coton.
This is easy.
C'est
is the contraction of
c'est,
meaning this is.
Coton
means cotton, so it literally translates to this is cotton. This is an idiomatic expression meaning something is easy or no problem, similar to it's a piece of cake in English.
C'est urgent.
This is urgent. This sentence is very simple, only two words.
C'est
is the contraction of
c'est,
this and a is
urgent
is the adjective urgent.
C'est plus chaud.
It's hotter. This is a simple sentence with the subject.
C'est,
which is a contraction of
ce.
This and
a
is
chaud
is an adjective meaning hot and
plus
means more. The literal translation is, it is more hot.
Il fait plus chaud.
It is hotter. This sentence uses the verb
faire,
which means to do or to make in English. However, in this context, it is used in an impersonal construction to describe the weather. The phrase
il fait
literally translates to it makes, but it's used to say it is when referring to the weather.
Chaud
means hot and is an adjective modifying the noun
il.
The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject
il,
verb
fait,
and adjective
chaud.
Sauter de l'autre côté. Jump to the other side. This sentence instructs someone to jump to the other side of something. Let's break it down.
Sauter
is the imperative form of the verb
sauter.
To jump, in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It's like saying, you jump.
De
is a preposition meaning from.
L'autre
means the other and is a contraction of
le.
The and
autre
other.
Côté
means side. The whole sentence translates literally to you jump from the other side. However, in English, it's more natural to say jump to the other side.
Saut de l'autre côté.
Jump to the other side. The sentence is composed of a verb and a prepositional phrase.
Saut.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Sauter.
Meaning, to jump. The imperative is used to give a command.
De.
This is a preposition meaning, from.
L'autre.
This is the masculine singular form of the adjective.
Autre.
Meaning, other. It is used before a noun, and it is the article.
Le.
That is contracted with the adjective.
Autre. Côté.
This is the masculine noun meaning, side.
Dites simplement non.
Simply say no. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
dire.
To say, the imperative form is used to give commands or make requests.
Dites
is the plural imperative form of
dire,
meaning say or tell.
Simplement
means simply or just.
No
means no.
Dis simplement non.
Simply say no. The phrase
dis simplement non
is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is giving a direct command. Let's break it down.
Dis
is the imperative form of the verb
dire.
To say, which is used for commands.
Simplement
means simply. It is an adverb that modifies the verb
dire,
emphasizing the directness of the command.
Non
is the French word for no. Therefore, the sentence
dire simplement non
translates to simply say no. This emphasizes the direct and firm nature of the command. Continuez d'avancer. Keep moving forward. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command.
Continuez
is the verb, to continue, in the imperative form for the plural, you. It tells the listener, S, to keep doing something.
D'avancer
is the infinitive, to advance, which is used after the verb, continue, to specify what action to keep doing. The preposition, de, is used to form the infinitive phrase. In short, the sentence is a simple instruction to keep moving forward, regardless of obstacles or challenges.
Continue d'avancer.
Keep moving forward. This sentence is a simple imperative in the second person singular.
Tu.
Form. It means to keep going, and it can be used to encourage someone to persevere, despite difficulties. Breakdown.
Continue
is the verb, to continue, in the present tense, imperative form.
D'avancer
is the infinitive verb, to advance, with the preposition de, forming the infinitive phrase. The phrase translates to keep moving forward.
Continue de bouger.
Keep moving. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Continue
is the verb, to continue, in the imperative form. It is telling the person to keep on doing something. The imperative form of verbs is used for commands and requests. De is a preposition meaning of or from.
Bouger
is the verb, to move, in the infinitive form. It means to move or to budge. The sentence is structured as a simple imperative. Verb plus preposition plus infinitive verb. This structure is common in French imperatives, and it helps to make the command clear and concise.
Continuez de bouger.
Keep moving. The sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
continuer,
which means to continue. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions, and in this case, it is directed at someone to keep moving.
The verb bouger
means to move.
The
in this sentence is part of the infinitive phrase de bouger, which acts as the object of the verb
continuer.
So, the sentence, continuez de bouger, can be broken down as continuez, keep the, de bouger, move.
Ne vous arrêtez pas.
Don't stop. This sentence uses the negative imperative form of the verb
arrêtez,
to stop. Ni is the negative particle. Vous is the informal plural pronoun, meaning you, plural. Arrêtez is the imperative form of
arrêtez,
which is used to give a command. Pas is the negative adverb, meaning not. Together, these elements form the imperative command, don't stop.
Continue à essayer.
Keep trying. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Continue
is the verb continue in the imperative form. Continue means to continue. In the imperative form, the verb is used without any conjugation, and it is understood to be addressed to the second person singular, you.
Essayer
is a preposition that means to or in order to not. Essayer is the infinitive form of the verb essayer, which means to try. The infinitive form of a verb is used after certain prepositions, including
a.
The combination of
a
and the infinitive creates an infinitive phrase, which acts as an adverbial phrase modifying the verb.
Continue.
The infinitive phrase clarifies the action that the subject is being instructed to continue doing. The complete meaning of the sentence is continue to try, or keep trying.
Continue d'essayer.
Keep trying. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command.
Continue
means continue, and is the imperative form of the verb.
Continuer.
To continue.
D'essayer
is the infinitive of the verb.
Essayer.
To try, but here it's used as a noun phrase, functioning as the object of the verb.
Continue.
The use of the infinitive with de is common in French when you want to express the action of a verb as an object.
Continuez à essayer.
Keep trying. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Continuez
is the verb to continue in the second person plural form. It is conjugated in the present tense and is used to give an instruction to a group of people.
À
is the preposition to and is used to indicate the object of the verb.
Essayer
is the infinitive form of the verb to try. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to keep trying.
Continuez d'essayer.
Keep trying. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Continuez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Continuez.
To continue. It is in the plural form, so it is directed at more than one person.
De
is a contraction of the preposition
de,
of, and the definite article
le.
The, in this case, it is used to emphasize the continuation of the action.
Essayer
is the infinitive of the verb.
Essayer.
To try. Here, it acts as the object of the verb.
Continuer.
So, the entire sentence means, keep trying, encouraging the listener, S, to persist in their efforts.
Laissez Omar sortir.
Let Omar leave. This sentence uses the imperative verb.
Laissez.
Which means, let, in the plural form. It is telling someone to allow Omar to leave.
Sortir
is the infinitive verb, to leave, and is used here as the direct object of the verb.
Laissez.
The word
Omar
is a proper noun, and the subject of the infinitive verb.
Sortir. Laissez Omar sortir.
Let Omar leave. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb
laissez
means to let or to allow, and it is conjugated in the imperative form for the second person singular, to, which is used to address one person directly. The object of the verb is
Omar,
which is a proper noun. The infinitive
sortir
means to leave, and it functions as the complement of the verb
laissez,
indicating what Omar is being allowed to do.
Laissez Omar essayer.
Let Omar try. This sentence is a simple imperative phrase in the
vous
form, meaning you, plural, or formal singular. Breakdown. Laissez.
Laissez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez
meaning to let or to allow. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. Omar.
Omar.
is the name of the person being addressed.
Essayer. Essayer.
Is the infinitive form of the verb.
Essayer.
Meaning, to try. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, let you, Omar, try. In English, it is more natural to say, let Omar try.
Let Omar essayer.
Let Omar try. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Breakdown.
Let
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let. The imperative form of a verb is used when you are giving a direct command.
Omar
is a proper noun, the name of a person.
Essayer
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Essayer.
To try. The infinitive form is used after certain verbs, like
laissez.
Let me help you. This sentence uses the imperative mood in French, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Laisse
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez,
meaning to let or to leave.
Moi
means me and is used as the indirect object of the verb.
Aider
is a contracted form of
te aider,
meaning to help you.
Here,
te is the direct object pronoun. The sentence literally translates to let me help you. However, the meaning is more like allow me to help you, let me assist you, or I'd like to help you.
Laissez-moi vous aider.
Let me help you. Breakdown.
Laissez.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, to allow. It means, let, in this context.
Moi.
This is the pronoun, me.
Vous.
This is the pronoun, you, formal, used when addressing someone with respect.
Aimer.
This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Aimer.
To help. Sentence structure. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or request. The structure is
verb plus
moi
plus vous
plus infinitive. Meaning, the sentence is a polite offer of assistance. It literally translates to, let me help you.
Fais-le-moi savoir.
Let me know. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, addressed to a singular person.
Faire
is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
Meaning, to do, or, to make. In this context, it translates to, do.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, referring to a previously mentioned masculine noun.
Moi
is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, me. It indicates that the person being addressed should let me know.
Savoir
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Savoir,
meaning, to know. Here, it is used to form the imperative, let me know. Key concept. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. It is often used in informal situations.
The
pronoun here is important because it shows that the command is referring to a specific noun that was already mentioned.
Avise-moi.
Let me know. The verb
aviser
means to inform or to let know.
Le moi
is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. The sentence is an imperative form, which means it is a command or request. In this case, it is a request for the other person to inform the speaker.
Laisse-moi parler.
Let me speak. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, telling someone to allow the speaker to talk. Breakdown.
Laisse
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, to allow, in the second person singular, meaning let or allow.
Moi
is the pronoun meaning me, and is used here as an indirect object, indicating who is being allowed to speak.
Parler
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Parler.
To speak, and functions as the direct object of the verb.
Laissez.
Specifying what the speaker is being allowed to do.
Laissez-moi parler.
Let me speak. The sentence is in the imperative mood, commanding someone to allow the speaker to talk.
Laissez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, to allow.
Moi
is the object pronoun meaning me.
Parler
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Parler.
To speak.
Commençons.
Let's begin.
Commençons
is the imperative form of the verb.
Commencer.
To begin. It means, let's begin. The imperative form is used to give a command, or make a suggestion. In this case, it is a suggestion to begin something.
Commençons.
Let's begin.
Dansons.
Let's dance. The verb.
Dansons.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Danser.
To dance. The imperative is used to give a command, or make a request. The pronoun.
Nous.
We, is implied in the imperative form, making it a request for the speaker, and the listener to dance together.
Faisons-le.
Let's do it. Breakdown.
Faisons
is the first person plural present tense form of the verb.
Faire.
To do slash make. It is used to suggest an action that the speaker and one or more other people will do together.
Le
is the direct object pronoun referring to the thing being done.
Faisons-le
means, let's do it, with an emphasis on the joint action of the speaker and the listener, s.
Faisons-le.
Let's do it. This sentence is a very common French expression.
Faisons-le.
Exclamation, it is an imperative verb in the first person plural form.
Faisons
is the first person plural form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, or to make. This means the speaker is including themselves, and at least one other person in the action.
Le
is a masculine singular definite article, which means the. It refers to a previously discussed object, or idea. The sentence essentially means, let's do it. Or, let's go. It can be used in a variety of situations, where the speaker is encouraging others to take action with them.
On s'y met.
Let's get started. This phrase is a casual and encouraging way to say, let's get started.
On.
This is the pronoun, we, in the third person plural. It's used here to refer to the speaker and the listener, s, inclusively.
S.
This is a contraction of the reflexive pronoun, si, and the preposition, y.
E.
This is a pronoun that refers to a location, or situation previously mentioned, or understood. Here, it refers to the task, or activity at hand.
Me.
This is the third person plural present tense of the verb, meta, to put. In this context, it means, to put oneself, or, to get started. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. The use of
es
indicates a reflexive action, meaning the action is performed on oneself. Implied context. The pronoun
e
implies that the listener s understands the context of what they are about to start. Casual language.
Usi me
is a casual expression, suitable for informal situations.
Me tun usi grek.
Let's get to it. This phrase uses the reflexive verb
met,
which means to put or to place. In this instance, it is used with the reflexive pronoun
nu,
we, and the preposition
e,
there, indicating that we are placing ourselves into the task or action at hand. The imperative form
me tu
gives a sense of encouragement and enthusiasm, urging the listener to join in the action.
Fazula.
Let's do it. This sentence uses the
imperative,
imperative form of the verb
faire,
to do, which is
faisons.
The
imperative
is used to give commands or make requests. In this case, it's a suggestion to do something together. The pronoun
nous,
we, is implied in the imperative form. So, the full sentence is
faisons-le,
which means, let's do it.
Buvons.
Let's drink. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Buvons
is the first person plural present tense form of the verb
boire,
to drink. The exclamation point at the end emphasizes the enthusiasm and immediacy of the request.
Dépêchons-nous.
Let's hurry. This sentence uses the imperative mood in French, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Dépêchons
is the first person plural imperative form of the verb
dépêcher,
to hurry.
Nous
is the pronoun we, but is generally omitted in the imperative.
Nous
is the ending for the first person plural imperative. In this case, the
nous
is implied by the context.
On y va.
Let's go. This is a very common and informal expression in French. It literally translates to, we go there.
On
is the pronoun we in the subject form.
E
is a contracted form of a,
lui,
or a,
elle,
which means to him or to her, but is used more generally to mean there or to that place.
Va
is the third person plural form of the verb
aller,
meaning to go. The sentence uses the present tense, but it is understood to be an imperative in this context. Think of it as equivalent to the English let's.
Célébrons.
Let's celebrate. This is an imperative sentence in the
vous
form, meaning you, plural.
Célébrons
is the present tense of the verb
célébrer,
to celebrate, conjugated in the imperative mood, which tells someone to do something.
The
vous ending indicates the plural imperative form of the verb. Thus, the sentence commands the listener or listeners to celebrate.
Faisons la fête.
Let's have a party. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command or suggestion. The subject
nous,
we, is implied, so it is not written out. The verb
faire,
to do slash make, is conjugated in the first person plural.
Faisons.
Which means, let's. Finally, the noun. La fête. The party, is the object of the verb.
Partons.
Let's go. This is a simple imperative sentence in French, meaning it is a command, or request.
Partons.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Partir.
To leave. The imperative form for
nous.
We is the same as the
nous
form of the present tense, which is
partons.
The exclamation point indicates an enthusiastic or urgent request.
Divisons-nous.
Let's divide ourselves. This sentence uses the
nous
form of the verb
diviser,
to divide, which is conjugated in the first person plural imperative.
The
nous pronoun is implied in the imperative form, so it's not explicitly stated. The exclamation mark emphasizes the imperative nature of the sentence, urging a division among the group.
Séparons-nous.
Let's separate. This sentence uses the
impératif,
imperative form of the verb
séparer,
to separate.
Séparons-nous
is the first person plural imperative form of the verb. It is used to give a command or instruction to a group of people, including the speaker. The pronoun
nous,
we, is attached to the verb, which is a common feature of the
imperatif.
The exclamation point at the end of the sentence emphasizes the urgency or finality of the command.
Commençons.
Let's begin.
Commençons.
Let's begin.